Now we conclude this discussion by obtaining a useful estimator for the ratio. For the error on the ratio. You've seen that the error on the ratio can be written as the sum of different terms which are proportional to the variance of f, the variance of g, and the covariance of f of g. But in practice, to compute the error, there is another formula which is much easier to use, and that we derive here. So we start from the definition of sigma square. Sigma square is 1 over n times r square, and that there is the variance of f. There is a term which contains the covariance of f and g, and one term which contains the variance of g. We write all these terms explicitly, and then we simplify the terms by dividing in each one of them the numerator with the denominator, and so we get ratios of f squared divided, for instance, the ratio of the average value of f squared divided by f average value squared minus 1. Then there is another term which is minus 2, the average value of fg divided by the average value of f times the average value of g plus 2. Then there is the average value of g squared divided by the average value of g squared minus 1. The nice thing that happens is that the constants minus 1 plus 2 minus 1 cancel. And so we are left with three terms. It is not difficult to realize that these three terms can be written as an exact square. So at the end, we see that the squared error, is 1 over n times r square times the average value over pi of the square of a function which is f divided by its average value minus g divided by its average value. And this quantity which is inside, we can use to define an estimator. So we have this quantity which is called O, and the obvious estimator of O is 1 over n, the sum over the Monte Carlo iterations of the squared of fi divided by the sample mean minus gi divided by the sample mean g bar. So this is the definition of the estimator, which again can be easily computed from your numerical data. This is, note again, just to be precise, this is a correct. Correct means that it converges when the number of iterations goes to infinity to the average value that we want to compute. But of course, it's a biased estimator because there is a problem. There are 1 over n corrections when we compute the average value of the estimator with respect to the Monte Carlo repetitions. For this case, of course, we don't do it, but one can easily show that to obtain an unbiased estimator, one should simply replace the 1 over n with 1 over n minus 1. But this is, in practice, irrelevant in many cases.